This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Fon, in New Delhi today. The visiting dignitary will also meet with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. President of Chile is on a five-day visit to India from today. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament, business associations and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile Cultural Connect. This is Mr. Boric's first visit to India as president. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the closing ceremony of the 90th anniversary celebrations of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and other dignitaries will be present at the event. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will deliver the welcome address. President Murmu arrived in Mumbai yesterday evening on a two-day visit to Mumbai. Under Operation Brahma, 50 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, HADR material, carried by INS Satpura and INS Savitri, were handed over to Myanmar authorities in Yangon yesterday. The relief materials were presented by India's ambassador to Myanmar, Abhay Thakur. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Yangon stated that with 6 Indian Air Force aircraft and 5 Indian Navy ships, India's large-scale first responder assistance has been delivered to Yangon, Naypyidaw and Mandalay. In Madhya Pradesh, a ban on liquor in 19 religious cities and areas under select gram panchayats, including Ujjain, Omkareshwar, Maheshwar and Maihar, comes into effect today. A government official confirmed that all liquor shops and bars will be closed in the urban limits of Ujjain, Omkareshwar, Maheshwar, Mandaleshwar, Orcha, Maihar, Chitrakoot, Datia, Panna, Mandla, Multai, Mandsaur and Amarkantak. The decision, announced by Chief Minister Mohan Yadav and approved by the Cabinet in a meeting held in Maheshwar on 24 January this year, was made in recognition of the area's religious significance.
बीते समय जब कैबिनेट के निर्णय हुआ था तब हमने कहा था कि हमारे राज्य के अंदर जो धार्मिक स्थान है वहां हम शराबबंदी करेंगे मुझे इस बात का संतोष है कि महेश्वर मंडलेश्वर ओंकारेश्वर पन्ना ओरछा उज्जैन ऐसे स्थानों पर शराबबंदी लागू की जाएगी कुल मिलाकर के शराबबंदी तो पहले भी थी लेकिन उसकी भूमिका परिसीमा स्पष्ट नहीं थी हमने परिसीमा स्पष्ट की.
United States President Donald Trump has said that strikes against Yemen's Houthis will continue until they are no longer a threat to U.S. shipping. In a social media post, the U.S. president said that the Iran-backed Houthi terrorists have been decimated by the relentless strikes over the past 2 weeks, and many of their fighters and leaders are no longer alive. Mr. Trump further said that U.S. hit them every day and night, and their capabilities that threaten shipping in the region are rapidly being destroyed. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast above normal maximum temperature over most parts of the country during April to June this year. IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the minimum temperature would also be above normal in most regions during this period. He said from April to June, most parts of North and East India, Central India and the plains of Northwest India are expected to experience 2 to 4 more heat wave days than normal. Dr. Mohapatra said, usually India records 4 to 7 heat wave days from April to June.
अप्रैल में जून के गर्म मौसम ऋतु के दौरान दक्षिण प्रायद्वीप मध्य भारत पूर्व भारत और उत्तर पश्चिम भारत के मैदानी इलाकों के अधिकांश हिस्सों में सामान्य से अधिक हीट वेव होने का संभावना है 2 से 4 दिन अधिक हीट वेव रिकॉर्ड होने का संभावना है.
Dr. Mohapatra said the rainfall during April this year is most likely to be normal. Rajgir in Bihar will host the Hero Asia Cup 2025 in August this year. Hockey India and the Bihar State Sports Authority signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU in this regard in Patna. The tournament will take place from 29th of August to 7th of September at the recently developed Rajgir Hockey Stadium. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. In today's fixture, Lucknow Super Giants will face Punjab Kings at Ekna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.